Welcome. A really warm welcome for everybody.
Welcome.
Whoops, here we go. Have to get all my gizmos straight. So we'll start with a guided meditation. Just a light guidance, not a lot. To finish arriving to our seat here, that is to sit, either literally or figuratively, to sit and to know that you're sitting. What does that mean, to know that you're sitting while you're sitting? Bring in the attention, bring in the awareness. To the experience of the moment. In this moment, we're sitting. Part of noticing that we're sitting is noticing that we're connected, we're grounded, connected to the zafu we're sitting on, the cushion, maybe a zabutan, a mat, maybe a chair or a bench, whatever it might be. It can be helpful to feel the contact of the body with what's supporting the body. And then to rest the awareness on the sensations of breathing. Feeling the movement of the chest or abdomen, or feeling the air going in and out of the nose. And noticing in a way that's relaxed and yet purposeful. Finding the balance between the amount of effort we're applying . When the mind wanders, as it likely will, we just very simply, gently begin again, without making a problem out of it, without building stories around it. We just begin again with the sensations of breathing. sometimes when we come to meditate, we find that the energy is low and we feel kind of drowsy or drifty or not really present. One thing we can do is put a little bit of attention on the posture, sitting up just a little bit straighter. Letting that little extra effort with the body help energize the mind. Something else we can do. If you find yourself with low energy, is to bring a sense of curiosity to the experience. Where does low energy show up in the body? Maybe it's a heaviness in the shoulders. Maybe it's a slouching posture. How do the thoughts feel if there's some drowsiness or tiredness? Are the thoughts kind of wispy and not clear, dreamy maybe? So just having a sense of curiosity, kind of investigating, wow, what does it feel like to not have a lot of energy? Does that also mean there's low enthusiasm? But just to bring the spirit of inquiry can help raise the energy a little bit. if our energy is flagging, something else we might try or is just to reflect on what inspires us about this practice. The potential for freedom, opportunity to end suffering for ourselves and others. The Buddha, maybe we have a heartfelt connection to the Buddha. Sometimes it can be helpful to bring these to mind. sometimes when we meditate, the energy's not available for us. Might be a number of reasons why. But we can use the body to bring in a little more energy or bring some investigation or curiosity. Or bring to mind something that's inspiring, that why we're practicing. So that our practice, those times when we're on the cushion, our practice can be fruitful or meaningful or useful, or not just sitting and whiling the time away. So that our practice can support us and be a benefit for our life. And so that we might have energy and be able to support and be a benefit for others. So in this way, may our practice be for the benefit of all beings everywhere.